From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says this is the moment to find a political solution to the crisis in Syria. Kerry spoke Saturday at a security conference in Munich.
If the international community and the Syrians themselves miss the opportunity now before us to achieve that political resolution to the conflict, the violence, the bloodshed, the torture, the images of children, women, children, the bombing, the anguish is going to continue. And all the talk that will take place here and has taken place to date will mean nothing except an increase in the cynicism of people of the world who look to their leaders to deliver.
Kerry said decisions made in the coming days, weeks, and months can either end the war or open the door to even wider conflict. Earlier Saturday, Russia's prime minister said accusations his country is bombing civilians in Syria are just not true. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said there is no evidence of such bombings. He made the comment moments after French Prime Minister Manuel Valls called on Russia to stop bombing civilians in Syria, saying it was crucial in order to reach any peaceful solution. The Russian and French prime ministers are among delegates from Europe, the U.S., and elsewhere meeting Saturday in attempts to end nearly 5 years of violence in Syria. Well, meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has reaffirmed the strong bond between the U.S. and Europe, saying the United States has a profound interest in its strength and success as it faces new tensions with Russia and a near unprecedented flood of refugees. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States has temporarily deployed an additional Patriot missile battery in South Korea. The move was done in response to North Korea's nuclear test and long-range missile launch. Meanwhile, U.S. legislation aimed at cutting off funding for North Korea's nuclear activities is heading to President Barack Obama for his signature. Republicans and Democrats in Congress overwhelmingly agreed this past week to back tough action on North Korea after a series of provocations by Pyongyang. White House officials indicate that President Obama is not likely to veto the bill because of the overwhelming support for it in Congress. The U.S. legislation marks the second time this past week North Korea faced condemnation for its aggressive nuclear weapons program. Congressman Ed Royce chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Only days ago, South Korea shuttered the Kaesong Industrial Complex because, as they observed, it was giving the North Korean regime the hard currency it needed in order to move forward its weapons programs. And this will end a very important revenue for the North Korean regime. Japan has issued a new set of sanctions as well. And China and Russia should take notice and follow this example.
So far, China, a key trading partner of North Korea, has only expressed regret for Pyongyang's latest missile launch. Thousands cheered and gave a warm welcome to Pope Francis when he stepped out of his plane in Mexico City Friday night. This is Francis's first official visit to the heavily Catholic country. Pope Francis arrived in Mexico hours after he and the head of the Russian Orthodox Church signed a joint declaration for religious unity. U.S. Republican presidential hopefuls will debate Saturday night in Greenville, South Carolina, a week from the southeastern state's primary election. Several of the candidates appeared Friday at a faith and family forum at the fundamentalist Bob Jones University in Greenville. Evangelicals are a key voting bloc in South Carolina. Frontrunner Donald Trump skipped the forum for an appearance in another southeastern state, Florida. For the first time in 50 years, people in the U.S. and Cuba soon will be able to fly on regularly scheduled commercial airliners between the two countries. U.S. officials announced Friday that under a U.S.-Cuba bilateral civil aviation agreement, up to 110 flights a day will be allowed. Officials say a decision will be made sometime this summer on the participating U.S. carriers and cities served. While U.S. law prohibits travel to Cuba for tourist activities, U.S. government officials say this arrangement will strengthen contacts. I'm Sarah Williams.
That's the latest world news from VOA.